Thank you for joining us once again today at Teach Me Thy Statutes, where we're taking a look at the Word of God, pulling out nuggets of truth, you know it, applying it to our daily lives. I do appreciate you tuning in and listening to these episodes. I hope that you have the opportunity to share these as one may touch your heart, and I just hope that you're able to share these out and reach other people. So I'd like to talk to you today on the subject of teach the next generation. I'd like for you to read Joshua chapter number 11, verses 12 through 23, but for sake of time today, we're going to read verse 12, verse 15, verse 20, and verse 23. So we'll go ahead and get started here today. Joshua 11, verse number 12, it says this, "And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take, and smote them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them," notice this, "as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded." Verse number 15 says, "As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses." Verse number 20, "For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses." And finally, Joshua chapter number 11, verse 23. "So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war." In these verses that we just read, it all had a common denominator. It was that Moses was teaching the next generation. God commanded Moses many things while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. It was Moses' responsibility to pass along God's word to God's people. Moses was to give God's word just like God gave it to him. He was to put emphasis where God placed emphasis and to stay away from adding to God's word by not adding what he saw or his own even opinions. If Moses did not teach the next generation what God had said, they would have strayed from what God wanted more than what they did by knowing what God wanted. It would not have been fair if Moses would have kept God's word all to himself and never taught the next generation. In fact, in these verses we just read, we find that Joshua was taught what God wanted at the hand of Moses. You see, it's our responsibility to teach the next generation what God expects from them. We should never neglect the fact that we owe this to the next generation, as the generation before us and our current generation taught us what God expected. It is our duty to pass along what God's word says. We should teach it out of love and not try to browbeat anyone with what God says in his word. Teach the next generation so they can please God with their life, learn about God's love for them, and experience the grace of God for themselves. If we stop teaching the next generation, then we become responsible for them not knowing what God expects of them. So, teach your kids what God expects from them. Not using God's word to aid you in making some point that you have, but teach them what God's word says. Teach the next generation. Hope that this is a help to you here today, and I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed day as you teach the next generation. It's our responsibility. May God richly bless you. Have a wonderful day.